For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Today, we begin Leap Week, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. We feature a series of interviews with cops, sheriffs, prosecutors, former drug warriors all. Let's start with Fred Martins. He started out as a New Jersey State Policeman, NARC, and rose to the level of commissioner on the Pennsylvania Crime Commission.
I've often come to the conclusion that when you're fighting any kind of war, and I use that term somewhat generously, that you have to think about victory, okay? And victory is something that has eluded us for many years with respect to the war against drugs. While not necessarily a convert to legalization, I certainly realize that the current system is not working. It's not been effective in terms of controlling drug use, drug importation, organized crime, and that we have to look at new ways to address it.
Fred, you're a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition?
Right.
And the goal of this organization is to take the control of these drugs out of the hands of criminals. Could we have a worse situation than the current one?
Well, I mean, when you say could we have a worse one, yeah, it could be looking like it is in Afghanistan right now. It could be looking like it is in Mexico right now, in Colombia. So the answer is, yeah, it can get worse. The problem with drug prohibition is the corruption that essentially emanates from it. And unless you've got a strong anti-corruption program to address the, what I call the, unintended or perhaps intended consequences of drug prohibition, you're gonna have situations where entire governments get corrupted. If there's one area that I think that we've been neglected with respect to dealing with the problem of drug importation and organized criminal syndicates to deal with it, is the area of corruption that emanates from it. I mean, we put very little resources into containing the corruption. Hence, we may want to think about different ways to address the prohibition if we're not going to be sensitive to and committed to addressing the corruption issues.
Again, all this week we'll be hearing from members of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Their website is leap.cc. Many of these same members will be our guests this week on the Cultural Baggage Show as well. This is Dean Begger, 420 Drug War News.